we continue out here from the Arizona Cardinals Dignity Health Training Center. And it's our pleasure to welcome to the show for the first time tight end Charles Clay, who joins us. Charles, how are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming by, and welcome to Arizona.
Thank you. I'm loving it so far.
Well, you're coming from Buffalo. Of course you do, man, right?
two totally different ends of the spectrum when you talk about like weather-wise. So I'm getting used to this.
All right, weather aside, I've heard great things about Buffalo as an NFL town. Their fans are really passionate. Overall, would you have a positive experience there?
They're nuts, is what you're trying
passionate
to say.
Is, there's a fine line between passionate and nuts, I get
right,
it.
Okay.
Did you have a positive experience there overall?
No, yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. Like you said, it's a football town to the bone, but I had a lot of fun there, enjoyed that time. And I'm excited about this chapter of my life and coming out here and joining this club and we'll see where it goes.
Well, when you play football for Buffalo, and I know this because I've talked to people who have, you have the worry about, can I get to practice in time with all this snow outside my front door? And if I don't get there on time, will I get fined? And do I need to hire a snowmobile driver to get me to work on time? You get to go to work in your shorts, my man.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's a good thing right now, as opposed to having to shovel snow outside your house and things like that.
Exactly. All right. So tell us, for people who are not familiar with your game, what are you bringing to this offense? What are you bringing to this team?
I think my biggest asset is probably versatility. Just being a guy who can do multiple things, wear multiple hats, whether it's inline blocking, whether it's out wide, out in the slot, running routes, backfield running, whatever it may be. Wherever they plug me, I feel like I'm a guy that can do it. You know, I've done pretty much just about everything. So
yeah,
just being versatile and that giving defenses multiple things to look for. Whereas you can't just when he's in, they're going to run the ball. When he's in, they're going to do this and this. Kind of keeping the defense on their toes.
Yeah,
so you can pretty much do anything when I'm out there.
Charles Clay, our guest here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Generally speaking, in recent years, the Cardinals haven't had a lot of production in pass catching from their tight ends. And there's a lot of mystery with this new offense, with what Cliff Kingsbury is going to unveil. I'm not asking for any trade secrets or anything, Charles, but can you kind of give us a picture of what the tight end's job looks like in this offense a little bit?
I think it's exactly that, just being versatile and being able to do a lot of good things, which is good, because not only me, but we got a good tight end group of guys who can all wear multiple hats. But you definitely have to be, you'll see them lining up all different kind of places. So I think that'll pretty much be our role, is to just move around and try to find those mismatches as we can.
All right, we used to have Jermaine Gresham on all the time, and I've never asked him this question. I always wanted to, and I always forgot. Is there anything hard about being a tight end, having to catch passes and run routes and be good in the vertical game, say a play after you've been blocking and absorbing all that physical punch? Now, I don't sound stupid, but I would imagine there would be some routes where you can't even get your darn arms over your head.
It definitely can be. You know, you're sitting there wrestling with a 280-pound guy one play, and next play trying to stretch the field. And no, this is exactly like you say. You know, you blocking brings on another different set of problems, neck, low back.
Yeah, right.
Stiffness. But no, it's definitely one of those things you had to condition yourself to do. And like I said, I feel like we got a good group of guys that can do pretty much everything. But it is funny you bring that up. That's definitely a thing.
See?
No, I had never thought of that either.
I have my moments. Every now and again,
the underappreciated job description of the tight end,
right?
Think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever seen these guys who box and play chess, and then they get done boxing around, and then they have to move a chess piece, and they're like concussed, and there's stars over their head, and they don't know what to do, right? That's what I'm saying. They're two different things.
You're like a chess boxer.
Larry Fitzgerald didn't want to block anyone for 6 years. It's hard.
Charles Clay, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. Yeah, it was a lot of talk, and I mentioned kind of the mystery with Cliff Kingsbury coming in. Give us your early impressions of him as a head coach and how this is kind of operating for you.
I like him a lot. I mean, he's a real energetic guy. He's really big on the detailed things, which is, I feel like, as a coach in this league and a coach running the kind of offense he has, you kind of have to be. He knows what he wants. He's been doing it for a while, so he knows what it looks like when it's successful. He knows what it looks like when it's not. So, he's really big. Like I said, he's really big on those detailed things, but he's very energetic. fun to be around, hard-working dude. He's always in the building super early. So that's something good you see out of your coach. And like I said, I'm excited about the possibilities and you know, where this offense can go this year.
All right, we've got to try to gather information on this young quarterback. Little fella, as DJ Humphrey calls him. What do you think of Kyler Murray?
I mean, I think as long as he continues to work, which I truly believe he will, he'll be really special. As far as throws, he can make just about any throw, whether it's rolling right, rolling left, off his back foot. Like it's crazy. He has incredible arm talent. So, and he kind of has a presence about him, like that. You know, guys just kind of want to follow him and. You know, he's always calm, always poised. So far. So
that's good.
It's definitely good. Especially you know when you got a rookie guy coming in, you expect him to kind of be rattled when things get to moving. And I mean, our defense is out there just you know bringing everything, letting them see all kind of different looks, and he's handling it really well. So
that's good news.
I think he'll definitely be a special guy.
Generally speaking, in your career, and you've been around the league for a while, now, even go back to last year in Buffalo, you played a lot with a rookie quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I'm not asking you to like drop dirt on Josh Allen or anything, right. But generally speaking, what are the things that rookie quarterbacks in your mind struggle with the most when they're making this leap?
I think the first thing usually is just the speed and you know how fast you have to process everything. And not that you know Josh wasn't the first rookie quarterback I played with. I played with Ryan Tannehill his rookie year too, and that's always the first thing. It's like an adjustment, and it's usually you know that first couple preseason games and you start seeing different blitzes and different disguises. But usually after that, you know, guys kind of hit their stride. And like I said, as long as he continue to work and watch the tape, he'll be fine.
Yeah, nothing worse than getting that rookie quarterback who can't get the verbiage out of their mouth in the huddle. And you guys will start rolling your eyes at him. I'm like, oh, great. Yeah, yeah. Like, we're going to go 80 yards in 10 plays.
But I will say, he's been good, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, since the day he got here, it's like lining guys up, getting guys correct. Yeah, he's been really good. Like, I've been impressed.
Yeah, and that, it's funny because we've seen Kyler Murray play, and he's got all these great physical tools and attributes. We didn't expect to hear leadership this early. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's got to be a natural thing, because you can't be a leader just because you're trying to be a leader. No, nobody's going to follow you then.
No, you can tell it's natural, and he does it his way. You know, leadership will look different. You know, certain guys will make leadership look like a different thing, but him, it's always poised and like he's always calm. You see things going crazy around him.
Yeah,
he's the same guy the entire time. So,
Charles Clay, our guest here on Bickley and Marotta, wanted to ask you about something that was talked about around the league today. Apparently, league owners are going to push for an 18-game schedule in CBA talks. And I know players association will say no, that's not going to happen. What are your thoughts on possibly expanding the regular season?
I feel like guys take enough of a beating as it is in a 16-game season. I feel like just adding to it just make it worse. Just from a physical standpoint, I don't really see the point behind it. Will it still be the same preseason and all that, just 18 regular season games? Or?
That's the focus has been on the regular season. So I think the preseason, and maybe you can disagree with me from a player. I've heard players say that the preseason is the right length. I think four games is too much.
Four games is good, I think. But adding two regular season games, I kind of don't really see the point behind it. I feel like you'll just beat guys down. And those last couple weeks of the season are always brutal as it is.
Oh, yeah.
So just adding two more games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And how could the NFL ever convince players we care about your safety when they're expanding to 18 games?
No, I'm definitely with you on that. Like, yeah. I don't see the point at all.
Right. All right, so what you all about off the football field? What do you like to do, man? What hobbies do you have?
I'm pretty chill, and tell people all the time, whenever I get this question, I realize just how boring I am. You know, I try to find hobbies that I can name, and I'm like, man, I'm really boring. I'm a homebody, man. I leave here, I go home, play with my kids, sit at home, might watch some TV, play a little video games, and
rest your body from all that blocking you got to do, man.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, right? That's right.
He's been giving me grief for a couple years on this show because I said, I need a hobby. People ask me that question. What are your hobbies? I don't really have anything.
I'm in the same boat. It's good to know I'm not the only one.
Well, if I find one that works for me, I'll let you know about it, Charles.
Yeah, let me know.
Charles, so funny.
Thanks for coming by, man. Great to meet you, and a welcome again to Arizona. Charles Clay, tight end for the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Want to remind you that Arizona Cardinals season tickets are on sale now. The 2019 home schedule includes visits by the Steelers, Browns, Panthers, Lions, and Falcons, as well as the NFC West foes, Seahawks, Rams, and 49ers. Cardinals have sold out all 134 games played at State Farm Stadium. If you want more information on Cardinals tickets, call 602-379-0102 or visit azcardinals.com/tickets.